Not one word.
This is Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.
Story time. My 15-year-old Corbin got to be in the play over the weekend.
Yeah.
He had a very, very tiny part. He was Mac the Knife.
Ooh.
Which, so there was a fairy tale based storyline. Mm-hmm. And so it's the story of the knife running away with the spoon running away with the plate. The plate running away with the spoon, you know. Hey, did a little Cat in the Fiddle.
Yeah,
that one.
Yep,
But somehow they turned it into like a mafia boss thing, and the mafia dad didn't like the plate, and so the spoon was the daughter, and then when at the end the boss dad calls in Mac the Knife to deal with the plate, and there's my son Corbin, dressed as a butter knife, except he's wearing his trench coat, his pasta bow tie. Pasta thing, but anyway, and Crocs, and he stalks across the stage. Not a word. The song Mac the Knife is playing. The plate runs away. You hear breaking off stage and the Wilhelm scream, and that's all he did.
Nice.
It was just. He didn't say a word. He just had that weird little smile stalked across the stage. But you know. Actions are powerful. Sometimes you don't need to say a word. Sometimes what you do says it all. And when you're telling your neighbors, your friends, your family about Jesus, what you do might be more important than what you say.
Mm-hmm.